At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Hello and welcome to the latest Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. Thank you for being with us. Right now, we are running a mini-series on getting your beauty, makeup, and well-being totally on point for your wedding day. This is episode 3, and it is a brilliant chat with someone who had a perfect wedding. She's a model, mum, and a cocktail maker.
Hi, guys. My name's Portia Freeman, and I am a model and, well, creator of Portia's Happy Hour.
Portia Freeman has worked with the likes of photographer Steven Meisel and designer Charlotte Olympia. Married 3 years ago at Hotspot Hotel, The Pig on the Beach in Dorset, Portia's wedding looked picture perfect, from the flowers to the food and, of course, her dress and beauty look.
It was just honestly the most magical day, like in the English countryside, just magic, such magic.
With her peach-toned hair and love for a popping lipstick, Portia is all about playing around with her beauty routine. But for your wedding day, she says keep things simple.
Just drinking loads of water, making sure you're sleeping, because the lead up to your wedding day, you're so amped up, you're so sort of like highly strung about everything. You're not actually resting as much as you would usually.
Also coming up, some real-world nail advice that I'm sure we can all relate to.
When my nails are good, they're really good and they grow really well. But then sometimes if I have one too many rosés, I nibble them off and I just can't help it. So I basically did this about a month before my wedding, and they were stumps. Honestly, they were stumps.
They were rosé nails.
They were rosé nails, babes. And I was just like, shit, what am I going to do? And they're not going to grow. But do you know what? They were short, understated French manicure, and I think you can't go wrong with that.
It's another great chat and packed with brilliant tips. Let's get into it now. Here's Portia Freeman. Hello and welcome, Portia. How are you today?
I'm really good, thanks, babes. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very excited to listen to all of your beauty advice today. I bet you have tons.
I'm so excited. And also to relive this subject is literally like, it's actually our anniversary next month. So it's like the perfect timing.
Oh, perfect timing. Well, let's start then with the big day in general. Like, what was it like? How did you celebrate? What did you wear?
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so we had a three-day celebration down at the Pig on the Beach in Studland.
So nice.
It was heaven. And also, it was just such a treat, because we always knew we wanted to get married at one of the Pigs. And the owner, the wonderful Robin, he said to me, he was like, listen, I want you to see all of them first, just before you settle. Because we were settled on the Pig near Bath. And he was like, just go visit everyone and see how you feel. And then we went to the Pig on the Beach. That was the second one we went to. And straight away, I cried. I had goosebumps. I knew that was the venue. And that was even before stepping in to the actual
inside
venue.
Yeah,
it was like the drive. And it was just really romantic. And it's really sort of, it's just really magical. I've got goosebumps just thinking about it. So we had, it was on, what day did it happen? So it's the bank holiday weekend in August. All of our friends and family came down, and we had like a three-day extravaganza. We dragged it right out because we were celebrating our 10-year anniversary as well. So 2 days after our 10-year anniversary, we got married. And we had a sort of rehearsal dinner, like a sort of, you know, a gentle approach to the rehearsal dinner with just the bridal party. And then that was, I can't remember the days. I think that was on, we got married on the Friday because we wanted everybody to have like an extra long weekend. And days. And then we all got very, very drunk. We didn't mean to, but we all celebrated the night before the wedding, woke up with a hangover. And then the day of the wedding, we got married at like 4-ish. And it was just honestly the most magical day, like in the English countryside, with the backdrop was the sea, like old Harry Rocks, and it was just honestly like the best day of my. And I've always like listened to brides when they're like, oh, it's the best day of your life, it's amazing. And I was like, okay. And then when you actually live it, it is honestly just magic, such magic. And you're in like a cocoon of love, and everybody who adores you is there, and you just want to, you know, celebrate. We wanted to celebrate with everybody, so we wanted to treat our guests, and we had the run of the hotel, so they stayed there as well. And it was just heaven. And then the day after, we all had massive breakfast, like brunch thing together. And yeah, it was just, like I say, a cocoon of love.
That actually sounds magical. It's making me emotional just thinking about it. We've just met.
God,
but it sounds amazing. And just full of love as well.
It really was. And you know what? It was long overdue, because I've been badgering my husband to marry me. I was just like, look, I've given birth to your kids. When are you going to do this? When are you going to pop the question? I'm owed that like engagement ring and big wedding. And it was just magic. And like having it so close to our 10th anniversary, I think that just, it all just aligned. It all just worked out really well.
Yeah. Sounds amazing. And what was your like beauty approach in general? Were you like testing products for months before? Did you rely on the products that you know, tried and tested for years? What was your beauty vibe for the wedding?
So the beauty vibe was, I'm a bit of a product junkie when it comes to all things beauty, all things skincare, everything. And I love to have lots of stuff, but I try, like someone said to me, to just make sure that you are recognizable on the day. So to manage that, I just tried to keep as strict as possible. I made sure I used everything I knew, everything, because I've got such temperamental skin. My skin is really acne prone, and I didn't want to trigger that. There was just no way I wanted a massive breakout, because I knew for a fact that would just affect my confidence on the day. So I just made sure I knew everything I was using, and then the people who were involved with, you know, like with my hair, my makeup, everything, and even like the prep, the skincare prep, I knew that they were trusted, they knew my skin, and they weren't doing anything different to what I'd usually do. But I was quite relaxed, if I'm honest. I was quite relaxed. I didn't want it to feel like it was foreign to me. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to enjoy the lead up, and I didn't want to like, you know, oh, I'm going to use that product and it might potentially really upset my skin, because then that's just more anxiety. So I just sort of went with what I knew and maybe just amped it up a bit.
I'm here for that. I'm like that as well. You want to get those products that you can rely on as well. That
exactly.
You know are going to pull out the stops of the day.
Exactly.
Amazing. Okay, well, let's start with your advice then. And let's start things off with skincare. What was your best bridal skincare advice?
So skincare, I desperately tried. I think the water and the sleep approach was just literally the most effective. It's quite a boring one to say, really, because it's just sort of everyone knows it, but not many people actually stick by it, because you get tempted by all these products. It's like really exciting. But really, just drinking loads of water, making sure you're sleeping, because the lead up to your wedding day, you're so amped up. You're so sort of like highly strung about everything. You're not actually resting as much as you would usually. So just making sure you're resting, making sure you're eating properly. And because even that as well, like the eating side to things, you're just like, again, you're so like nervous, like, you know, adrenaline and everything. You're just like forgetting to actually just sit down, have a minute. So I think just like filling your vibe with all of that. And then lovely facials. Do you know what I mean? Just go for gorgeous facials. Go to the person you know and trust, and they really nurture your skin. They do all the gentle sort of, you know, treatments, nothing too aggressive. I really like my go-to is Debbie Thomas.
She's amazing.
Have you met her?
She is so good with skin. She just gives you glow and makes, yeah.
She gets it.
Wondrous.
She honestly just, the minute I first met her, she was just like, I know exactly what your skin needs. I'm going to work really hard on it, and I'm just going to give you that glow. And she is honestly just one of the loveliest people. She's very straight talking. There's no like bullshit. Do you know what I mean? She's just very straight to the point. This is what you need to do. I know what your skin like. So I knew I was in safe hands with her. So we did like, you know, went down the sort of gentle chemical peels, extraction, laser, just the sort of like gentle glow, which is just like the better version of myself.
So a high tech facial that gives results, but it's not too invasive.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Then you actually feel like you are doing something quite special as well. Do you know what I mean? Because the minute you step out of her clinic, you're just like, I feel like $1 million.
Also, you're taking the stress off yourself because you're like, I know you're going to be amazing. Here's my skin. I'll put it in your hands. You're the pro.
1,000,000%. I'm so glad you know who I'm talking about, because sometimes, you know, when you hear someone mentions like a facialist or something, people like me, I've never heard of that person. But yeah, you know her. You get her.
I definitely get her. I get the Debbie glow. Okay, brilliant. Let's move on to fragrance then. So talk to me about fragrance. What was your best piece of fragrance advice?
Okay, so the wonderful Jo Malone invited me in for a wedding scenting consultation. Now, I've been friends of Jo Malone for so many years. So when they invited me in, I literally burst into tears. I was so overexcited. I was so like, it couldn't have been more perfect. So we went down the route of, they booked me in for this consultation with the wonderful Emma South. And she knows her stuff about fragrance.
She does.
She's incredible. So basically all I had to do was set the scene of the venue, the dress, my hair, my makeup, the this, the that. And she was like, right, fine. I think we need to go wood, sage, sea salt, like straight off. And I was just like, okay. And then she was, then we paired it with, what did we pair it with? With the red rose.
Red roses.
Yeah, it's red rose. Was it red roses? Yeah. No, tuberose. Sorry, tuberose and Angelica. And oh my goodness, it was the most heavenly, heavenly pairing, because she told me to moisturize with the tuberose and then spray the wood sage, and it just gives like different layering, different sort of times of the day it changes. And also when you're like hugging people, they can smell the wood sage and then they can see the sea, and it's just all, it all, like, again, chills just thinking about it, but like it just paired so well. And then we had candles all over the place as well, Jo Malone candles, which really complemented the food, the setting, so that when people were eating their sort of really sort of summer-based dishes, you know, we had like Isle of Wight tomatoes with gorgeous like bread, and there was lots of flowers in the food as well, edible flowers. So when you're eating that kind of gorgeous summery food, you can get a hit of like the lavender lovage, because we had lavender from my grandma's garden. So it was all sort of tying in. And it was just honestly like the fragrance really, I didn't even think to do wedding scenting, but the fragrance really hits home at a wedding.
Portia, this literally sounds amazing. Like you've kind of painted this picture, but also how fragrance can paint a picture.
Big
like
time.
You were just saying, and it, you know, I bet when you smell that now, it takes you instantly back to that day.
Instantly. And it just sort of, because the different, again, I just didn't think about it, but we had different stages of the wedding. So we had the wild flower meadow. Then we had the reception where we had our gorgeous food, and then it went into the venue. So when it goes into the venue, it goes a little bit sexier, a bit naughtier, and it's all wooden. And that's where we had the incense and ambers, and it just like it darkened all of a sudden, and it became a lot more sort of just really cheeky. And like that was what we gifted our friends when they came. So they went home with that, so they can just remember when the cocktails came out and like all of that sort of stuff. Everyone's dancing. And it was just, honestly, the fragrance just really does seal the deal.
I love that you did a journey with the fragrance as well. So you had your food fragrance, obviously the fragrance that you were wearing. And I love that. Then it took you somewhere else and you could have that kind of party vibe.
Exactly. And we sprayed our guests' beds.
Oh, gosh, you had this down. You need to organise weddings. This literally sounds like the dream.
Babes, honestly, I bow down to wedding planners. I don't know how they do it.
We bow down to you, wedding planners. Any wedding planners listening, we bow down.
Bow down. Big time.
And we will be right back with Portia after this.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles, federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, back, and we're going to talk about makeup. So number three, what is your best piece of makeup advice?
Okay, so my best piece of makeup advice would have to be what my makeup artist, Laurie Woodhouse, from Tom Ford, said to me. She said, make sure you look like yourself on your wedding day. Make sure that your husband recognizes you when you walk down the aisle, and also you recognize yourself when you're looking at yourself, you know, doing final touch-ups or anything You just don't want to look like you're unrecognizable. And then also when you look back at pictures, you know, further down the line, you don't want to look at them and be like, why on earth did I do like a purple lip or a, I don't know. And so it's just that sort of like, again, what I said before, it's like it's a vamped up version of yourself. Nothing too hectic, nothing what will date, nothing what will, just timeless beauty. That's what I really wanted. And Laurie really nailed it for me. She managed to do the sort of makeup which sun, like the sun would catch and it would highlight and it would reflect really, really beautiful. She did my skin, like it was so dewy and like so well highlighted. I'm a sucker for highlighter. And I was like, pile it on, babes, pile it on. She was like, no, calm yourself. And she was like, let's just do it really gently. And, but yeah, so having her by my side was a dream, and just having that recognizable, vamped up version of yourself.
And did you do many trials to get the look, or did you know instantly what kind of thing you wanted?
I think we did one or two trials, and I literally just put all my trust into Laurie, because she's honestly just a dream. And she's done my face a few times before before the wedding chat. So she knew exactly what my face can hold. And she's seen what I love about makeup and what I always tend to go for. So she knew I would like a soft like eyeliner flick. She knew I liked the highlighter. She knows I love a lip. She knows I love, you know, all this stuff. So she reflected it in a sort of, because I didn't want to go bridal. Do you know what I mean? I wanted it to be, I keep saying it, but I wanted it just to be myself, and for it to feel like I've almost like I've applied it myself. But yeah, so it was a fun. I actually thought when I looked at it, I was like, is this enough? And she was like, trust me, it's enough. And I was like, okay. And then, yeah.
She knew. You were in her hands. She knew what to
do. Exactly. She 100% knew. And then also, because when you put the dress on, you put the veil or whatever you wear, it all just comes together. So if you're having too much of something, it doesn't complement the other thing. So you have to really sort of just trust your team to sort of advise you, and then it all just comes together.
That's so true. And do you use any of the products that she used on you on the day? Do you use them still?
I swear by all of them. And actually, I never wore bronzer ever. I don't know where I have been all my life to not know about bronzer and how genius it is. So the bronzer, there's like a really gorgeous Tom Ford like eye highlighter, which like, and it's all really just beautiful, beautiful, simple day-to-day makeup. But I literally, everything what she used on my wedding day, I will 100% use 4 or 5 of those pieces every day.
Amazing. So they are staples in your makeup bag now.
Staples.
Okay, now let's go on to nails then. What is your best piece of nail advice?
Okay, so I'm not a girl for manicures. I don't go for pedicures. I'm really bad at nail maintenance. But I was advised to go to this gorgeous nail salon in Tufnell Park. I'll have to get the name for you. I can't remember the name. But it is honestly just the most humble, gorgeous nail salon. And I just wanted to bring back the 90s sort of French manicure with the white tips.
Yeah, like it.
I love a 90, like a French manicure. And so I just, if I'm honest, I see on Instagram just all of these wonderful nail arts, everything, you know, I was going to go for the massive talons and all this sort of stuff, but it just didn't suit the vibe. And I am a sucker for like doing my nails myself, but it was the one time I was like, do you know what, I'm going to go and get them done. I just went for the sort of the nice low-key, gorgeous local nail bar. And I just think that just takes off one of those boxes you need to tick, because you want to go to the sort of, you know, the places what everyone's talking about. But actually, I think if you just keep it chill and gorgeous and like just local, it's a vibe. And I know that might sound really weird, that's not really advice for anybody, but it's just, I think those sort of places are overlooked sometimes. And I just, you know...
Definitely support local.
Yeah, it was really nice, and they're gorgeous, gorgeous humans. So it's just sort of, and now I just want to go there every time I want to get my nails done, which, like I say, I'm not very good at going. I just, yeah, just go local.
And you can't go wrong with French, like a micro French mani.
Babes, I'm not being funny, right? Because obviously people, you want the perfect nails. And when my nails are good, they're really good and they grow really well. But then sometimes if I have one too many rosés, I nibble them off, And I just can't help it. So I basically did this about a month before my wedding, and they were stumps, honestly.
They were rosé nails,
babes. And I was just like, shit, what am I going to do? And they're not going to grow. But do you know what? They were short, understated French manicure, and I think you can't go wrong with that.
You cannot go wrong. Okay, now we come on to your fifth piece of advice, which is self-care. So what is your best piece of bridal self-care advice?
Right, the self-care. So this is going to have to be, this is quite an obvious answer. Take a bath every single night, 100%. Always, always. That's my just general rule of life. Always have a bath every single night just to unwind, take your makeup off. I have to take my makeup off in a bath. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah, it's so strange. If I'm not relaxing in the bath, taking my makeup off, I feel like I haven't done it properly and it's just odd. Have your bath, drink your water, get your rest. But also, I think the self-care is all about just having time to actually absorb what is going on. You're getting married. It's the countdown of your life. It's the most exciting countdown. And you can so easily get so swept up in the, you know, the checklist, the, oh God, we haven't got the fireworks sorted. Oh my God, the napkins aren't. And it's all about just looking at the love, the person you're about to marry, and just enjoying it and celebrating that countdown, because it flies by so fast. And I honestly think the greatest self-care before your wedding is having fun and just living in the moment, because it flies by so fast and you'll want it back in a second. The minute's all gone, literally.
Also, it's just the best feeling whenever you see friends, there's always something to celebrate.
Always.
Always. So when you get engaged, it's like, well, we've got to have champagne to celebrate 100%. The engagement. And then it goes through the wedding. So yeah, I would agree. Just soaking up every minute before.
Every minute, and just not stressing, because there's just... Honestly, there's just no point in stressing. It's like you're planning a wedding, which is ultimately a massive celebration, like you say, of love and a couple coming together, celebrating their love with their loved ones. And at the end of the day, that's what it is. So it's just about having fun and enjoying it. I want to do it all over again.
I want to do it all over again. And there's just something about weddings that puts everyone in the best mood.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so, so true. And literally, people still talk about our wedding now. And it's just like, I would love to just go back and actually, we've spoken about like renewing our vows and like just going back and maybe having a slightly smaller number of people and just, you know, just doing it like sort of again. But then, well, we can't do a smaller number, can you? Because then we'd have to do the whole
thing. Then everyone would be like, am I not coming?
Yeah, exactly. No, scrap that. That's not going to happen. We'll do it with everyone. But yeah.
And I'm going to try get an invite. I'm not sure how, but I'm just going
to. You need to come.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing those five pieces of advice. They were brilliant. And we end each episode with, now this doesn't have to be bridal, but we're going to talk about your biggest beauty blunder. So tell me, what is yours?
Oh my God, I honestly can't. There's so many. Okay, so I would probably have to say when I was 14, 15, and I would overpluck my eyebrows, and they were literally, and I have a feeling quite a lot of people might say that, but literally they were like the tiny sort of tadpole, like eyebrows. And then I'd say, yeah, would that be my biggest blunder? Yeah, I'd have to say that. And then, so I'm not really, see, some, or sometimes when you don't know, there's a line of like, because I wear a tinted moisturizer, and my husband, even last week, he was just like, babe, what's that line on your face? And I was just like, I don't know, nothing. And he was just like, I think you've got makeup and it's not blended. So anything like that, that feels like a bit of a blunder for me, because I like to have that sort of like effortless makeup vibe. I'm like, oh God, it's giving the game away.
It gives the game away, but I'm with you. Why did we do it to our brows? We just did. It was a thing.
Babe, the brows literally. And then also like when I would be on set all the time modelling, I had my eyebrows bleached a few times and they fell out quite a lot. So that as well. That wasn't
really
fun.
From the bleach.
Yeah, that wasn't fun. Like having, and then they'll grow back like zebras. So you'd have like your normal color and then the bleach, and you'd, babes.
It was a whole brow journey.
Brow journey, babe, all the way.
Totally brow journey. Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing all of those amazing tips and also amazing stories from a day that just sounds absolutely incredible. So thank you so much for sharing, and thank you to everyone for listening.
Thank you so much for having me, Angel. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous way to revisit my big day.
so lovely to speak with Portia about her perfect sounding wedding day, and also best wishes to her for her anniversary next month. Thank you to you for being with us as well. Speak to you again next week.